Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 151, season 7, first show of the new season. And today's date is July 26, 2022. And thank you for joining me today. I have an interesting show coming up. Today's topics will be the film series Thrillorama that aired on Channel 5 in Chicago, WNBQ, later WMAQ. Also, I'll talk about CB radios, citizen band radios. I'll talk about my memories from the 70s about this wonderful contraption. and third, I will talk about my memories about actor Paul Sorvino, who passed away yesterday. And so now we go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Lifesavers Gum. From the makers of Lifesavers. And here's a commercial from 1974. So sit back and relax. Thank you, everyone.
Excuse me, have you ever tasted Lifesaver Spearmint candy?
Of course.
Taste this.
Lifesaver Spearmint flavor in a gum.
Yeah, but is it too much mint for a gum?
Lifesaver Spearmint.
Is it too much mint for a gum?
Hey, cool. Try this, Bill.
Lifesaver Spearmint. Is it too much mint for a gum?
That is cool. But you left out the hole.
But it is cool.
Is it too much mint for a gum?
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Lifesavers Gum. They don't make this anymore. I also remembered Lifesavers Lollipops. Remember that? And also, there was like Lifesavers Holes. They're the holes of the candies. Which, in fact, I saw this on WGN Morning News today. They showed the discontinued candies and they showed the holes. Yeah, I've had those. Those are good. Lifesavers Gum came in a few flavors. There was spearmint, which the commercial mentioned. There was lemon, peppermint, and wild cherry. Wild cherry is my favorite flavor when it comes to Lifesavers. They always, but you don't see that anymore. I don't know. I used to see them at 7-Eleven. I love wild cherry. But now the five flavors, Lifesavers, they're different flavors, you know, fruit flavors. You know, they have pineapple, watermelon. Watermelon I'm not crazy about, but I remember there was cherry, lime, lemon. Sometimes they had grape, and sometimes they, you know, they had pineapple, which I wasn't crazy about it when I was little, but now I love it. So I haven't had Lifesavers in a long time, and it's good. They also had the cream, Lifesavers cream candies. I don't think they make that anymore. I haven't seen it. I think it came out in the 90s, 80s, 90s. I don't know. We'll see. So that's a blast from the past from Lifesavers Gum. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I'm going to discuss these topics. Thrillorama. Every time I say Thrillorama, I sound like Daffy Duck. It's like Thrillorama. And it aired on Channel 5 in Chicago on WNBQ. Later turned into WMAQ. I think that occurred in 1964, I believe. They changed the call letters and also CB radios. And I will talk about my memories of Paul Sorvino. And I will talk about that first, about him. So he was a wonderful actor. He passed away yesterday at the age of 83. And so I'll give you a little background about him. So he was born Paul Anthony Sorvino on April 13th, 1939. He was not just an actor. He was an opera singer. He was a businessman. He was a writer and a sculptor. Wow. He had many facets. he was very versatile. So, and he's best known for his the gangster film Goodfellas as Paulie Cicero. I've said this before. Goodfellas, it's a good movie, but it's not a movie I would see it again. It's I'm not crazy about it. No, it's all right, but a lot of people love it. So, and he's the second cast member to die from this movie. The other one was Ray Liotta not too long ago. He was also well known as Sergeant Phil Serretta on the second season of Law and Order, and I think I used to watch him on that show. And then he got killed off, I believe. And according to sources, he didn't like playing the role. I don't know why. There must be a reason for that. And then he did a lot of movies, and he made guest appearances on Moonlighting, with starring Bruce Willis. He played his dad, so I remember that. And he also appeared on the stage, and he was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Actor for the 1972 play That Championship Season. Excuse me. And then he starred in the film version. So, and he had three children. His daughter is famous, Mira Sorvino. And so Paul Sorvino was born in New York, actually Brooklyn. And then he began his career. He did some play supporting roles, and he portrayed in a lot of movies. There's so many movies, you know, and so many television shows. And there was one TV show that I remembered, but a lot of people forgot. And I saw this at my old house in Chicago. It was a sitcom called We'll Get By. And that ran for 13 seasons. It premiered in 1975. And let's see. And the cast included Paul Sorvino. He played his wife. His husband, excuse me. Paul Sorvino played George Platt, the husband. Mitzi Hoag played the wife, Liz Platt. And Paul Sorvino's character was George Platt. Get that cleared up. And one of the sons that played in the show was Willie Ames. So that was his earliest role before he starred in It Is Enough. And I remember this show very well, and didn't do very well. He was pretty good. I liked him. I liked him in that TV show. And so, like I said before, he appeared in a lot of television shows and a lot of movies. Oh, my God. The last movie he did was called The Birthday Cake. And that was released last year, 2021. So, and believe it or not, I found an old TV commercial on YouTube. He was in it in the early 70s. It was for like hairspray for men. And he came in, he looked like a 1950s greaser kind of kid. And that was him. So that was funny. So, you know, God bless him. He was wonderful. And a lot of people were very sad he passed away, because he was one of a kind. And my condolences to his children and his wife. You know, and his movies and TV roles will live on forever. Okay. Next up, I'm going to talk about CB radios. Now, CB radios, I'm not going to go into the real details of that, but just very briefly about that. So CB radio stands for Citizens Band Radio, and it's a land mobile radio system. It's like a ham radio, and you... kind of like that. And then they had several channels, and then you would speak to someone like that. And the funny thing about it, you would have your handles, which means it's like your nickname, you know, and it's kind of funny. And one of the, let's see, the phrases you would say breaker, breaker, or 10-4, good buddy. Do you remember that? And it's kind of funny because they did a lot of that on television shows and movies. And it was a lot of fun. I like that. And I would read some of the movies and other phrases like that. And so here we go. And of course, the most famous movie that the CB radio used was Convoy. And that was recorded by C.W. McCall. And you know what? He just died recently. Yeah, he did. Let me look him up. Yeah, He passed away on April 1st of this year. He was 93 years old. Wow. His real name was William Dale Fries Jr. And that was his most famous song. I don't know about other singing, you know, but that movie came out in 1978. I remember the posters. I saw that in, I believe, at Fort City Cinema on the south side of Chicago. And it was a big poster. And the movie starred Kris Kristofferson and Nellie McGraw and Ernest Borgnine. And so there was other themes like that. And that came out, let's see when it was released, about June 28th, 1978. Oh, about a couple days later. You know, like over 40 years ago. So, and that was a big hit. It really was. I never seen the movie. Maybe I saw parts of it on television. And then the film was based on the novelty song of that. Very interesting. So, you could buy it on DVD, you know, then it made a lot of money. And the soundtrack of the song, they played some songs which I used to hear on the radio all the time. And there was, like, for example, there was Lucille by Kenny Rogers. There was Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, Crystal Gale. Yeah, it's a famous song. Also, Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell. So that was part of the soundtrack, and they probably played that during the movie, of course. That, and let's see what else. There was also another song called "The White Knight," and that was sang by Jay Hughley. He sang that. And let's see, and there were others like that, and another song that C.W. McCall sang, "Round the World with a Rubber Duck." I don't know that song very well, so we'll see. And so that was funny. And then there was another movie called Breaker Breaker. And that starred Chuck Norris. And that came out in 1977. He wasn't really well known back then. That was later when he did the martial arts movies and all that. But I remember the promos of that. It was a good movie, and it became a hit. Also, the other famous movie was Smokey and the Bandit. Smokey and the Bandit, that came out in 1977, and it starred Burt Reynolds, Sally Field, Jackie Gleason. I have seen this movie at least 10 times, and I saw it like three or four times when I went to Bogan High School in Chicago. In the late 70s, they used to have movie nights or movie days, and they showed this movie constantly. And I went to see it twice in there. It was free. And then it was held in the auditorium. Remember that. But I saw the movie in the theater at Fort City. And then I've seen it on television many times. And the CB radio was used frequently. It was Burt Reynolds was communicating with Jerry Reed in his truck. I remember that. And let's see. And the other funny thing was there was a TV, a couple of TV shows that used CB radio constantly. One was called Moving On. And that was debuted in 1974, ran for two seasons. That starred Claude Rakins. And I remember the show. And they were truckers and they used CB radio to communicate with people. Also, in 1979, the Dukes of Hazzard used that in the beginning. They used CB radios. Yeah, it's like, that's funny. And so here is the lingo and the words and the phrases. Here's, for example, like 10-4, good buddy. You know, they said that, and that means yes. So you talk like a trucker most of the time, and it's funny. And they used this lingo. They really did. It's funny. And let's see what else. And they said badass, very cool. when they called a policeman, like a cop, they called him a bear, you know. And the way station, you know, where you're a trucker, it's called the chicken coop. Isn't that funny? Like that. And the driver they called a trucker, if they saw a cop on a motorcycle, he was called a Evel Knievel. And then if you want to hear, I hear you loud and clear, they say, hello, come in. You know, yeah, it's great. It really is. And if the truck is slipping, slipping and sliding, like if it's, if the roads are real slick, it's called wiping your feet. Oh, that's great. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't own a CB radio, but I saw one in somebody's house in my neighborhood, and I forgot who it was. And I saw it on the table, and one of the kids started talking to somebody, and I actually saw how it was operated, and that was cool, you know, like that. So I never used it. So they're still made to this day. But you don't see them in homes anymore. You know, now we got texting and FaceTime and all that. So that's kind of fun. But some people use it. I don't know if truckers use it. Maybe. Maybe they do. I don't know. So we'll see. Okay. All right. So I'll be right back in one moment. Thank you, everyone. Okay, everyone, I am back. Before I went into break, I discussed about the CB radios. I remember a couple more TV shows that featured that. One was Good Times. They did that. And Janet Jackson's character, Penny, was talking to a CB radio, and she was doing an impression of Mae West. She was talking to somebody on the radio. Also on the TV series Alice, starred Linda Lavin, and I saw a couple of characters using the CB radio. I saw Flo, Kiss My Grits, talking on a CB radio. You know, that's what it was back in the 70s. You know, it was a phenomenon back then, you know. It's not as popular now, but it hasn't vanished. It's still around. Okay. Next up, I will talk about Thrillerama. Now, this was a very interesting film series. It was similar to Creature Features, Screaming Yellow Theater, Freaky Friday, all those TV shows that showcase horror movies, science fiction movies, also Shock Theater. Okay, so I'll give you a little history of Thrillerama right now. So this was the second series of that showcased horror and science fiction movies. The first one was Shock Theater. I discussed that on a previous episode that starred Marvin. And so that ran for only 2 years, from 1957 to 59. And then there was none in between. But on April 28th, 1961, Thrillerama premiered. And the first movie was shown called The Beginning of the End. And that starred Peter Graves, famous for Jim Phelps from Mission Impossible. And I watched this movie, and it took place in Chicago. And it was, the plot was, it was these giant ants and invaded Chicago. I think I remember one that was climbing the Wrigley building. I think it's true. So that premiered on Saturday evening at 10:15 p.m. right after the newscast. And but I found something interesting. Actually, it was not the first horror movie. They showed a horror movie on April 15th, 1961. And it was called The Black Sheep, and that starred Basil Rathbone, famous for Sherlock Holmes. And that was the first horror movie that this series aired, but it wasn't called Thrillerama anymore. No, it did not. It wasn't called that. And it seemed like it was the ratings hit the roof, and it was very popular. And then they aired a second movie the following weekend, and that was called UFO... Unidentified Flying Objects, and it was a science fiction movie, and I guess they decided to continue with this. So, and then, you know, the third movie was the one I mentioned before, The Beginning of the End, you know, and Thrillerama was on its way. And there were other movies like that, but about, let's see, on Sunday night, on October 18, 1959, they showed Godzilla. Godzilla, the 1956 movies, the English version, not the Japanese, made its premiere in the United States on Channel 5 in Chicago. And because later on it aired in Channel 32, and I used to see that. And then Creature Features aired it much later in the 70s, early 70s, that is. But that was sort of the forerunner of Thrillerama. A lot of people remember Thrillerama very much. They didn't show much of... they were not top-notch movies, not from Universal, like Dracula, Frankenstein, or The Wolfman. Shock Theater did that. But mostly in Thrillerama, they were like science fiction movies and featured a lot of creatures. You know, and some from outer space, some from elsewhere. So some of the movies they premiered, they showed Plan 9 from Outer Space that premiered in 1959. That was Bela Lugosi's last movie. He was only part of the movie. He wasn't in there much. Also, it was Prehistoric Women, Kaltiki, Rodan, The Flying Monster. They did show that. Yeah, they did. The Giant Behemoth. Let's see what else. The Monster That Challenged the World. Son of Frankenstein. They did show. And House of Frankenstein. They did show a couple of horror movies, which is great. They did that. But and the other ones was The Curse of the Faceless Man, Invaders from Mars. And one infamous movie they showed was from 1958 called Queen of Outer Space. And that starred Jaja Gabor. She was not the queen. She was, I think they went to Venus or Mars. They went to Venus. Excuse me. They went to, some astronauts landed in Venus, and it was run by women. And there was a queen. She was very, how would I say this? Power hungry. She wanted to rule the world. I think I've only seen the movie twice, but I don't remember it because I saw it when I was little. I think she wanted to, invade Earth or destroy it, but that put a stop to that. And then, but Jaja Gabor, you know, she was very famous celebrity. You know, she wasn't a great actress. Her sister Ava was, you know, Ava Gabor in Green Acres. So I remember this movie very well. I did not see it on Thrillerama because I was too young, but I saw it on Channel 32. They had science fiction theater on Saturday afternoons. I remember watching that. So that was the most well-known movie of the series of Thrillerama, and that aired on August 10th, 1963. So Thrillerama didn't air every week. I did in the beginning, like in the early 60s, and then about 64, 65, they had a double feature. So they had the second feature was called Midnight Thrillerama, and they showed the second movie. So you had Thrillerama that aired at 10:15, and then at midnight you had Midnight Thrillerama. So you had double feature. Sometimes Creature Features did that. They had a double bill. They had double movies. So did Screaming Yellow Theater, which also premiered on the same day as Creature Features. They had double features. And then it went down to one. And then Thrillerama ended in 1966. And that was the end of that. So that's a fun thing. I just love that, you know. And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't remember that. If you're much older than I am, in your 60s or 70s, they would remember this show very well. You know, it's Saturday nights, and if you didn't go out, or if you're too young to go out, you would just, make some popcorn, get some soda pop, or order John's Pizza, like I used to do, watching the old movies on Creature Features, and have a big bottle of RC Cola, and you're all set, and you're happy, and you would get scared. just like you would hide under your blanket. Or you put your hands over your eyes. You know, you don't want to see the scary stuff. I used to do that when I was a kid. I still feel that way, unfortunately. Okay, so that'll be all for today's episode. Discussed about Thrillerama, the film series that aired on WNBQ/WMAQ-TV, Channel 5 in Chicago. Also CB radios from the 1970s, my memories of that. And, of course, my tribute to actor Paul Sorvino. So that was a fun show, and I had a good time. This is the first show of the new season, season 6. I will have another episode this weekend. And once this episode is published, it'll be available on any podcast where it's available. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Breaker. I also have a YouTube channel, of course, Vanishing Gondolin Stories, the podcast. You can check on YouTube. And this will be posted on my social media accounts, Facebook and Twitter. And also post the photo of the podcast on Instagram. So you can, if you're on Instagram, you can check and you can listen into all the things that I mentioned where you can listen to podcasts. Okay. So this is your host, Pete Costanis. Thank you for joining me again. I had a wonderful time, and bye-bye now for me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now with a little traveling music. So take it away, Ray. Song, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.